Magic is like if goop were
no,
fun.
It's like you don't have to go find your path. You just have to relax and let your path find you.
Time isn't real. Math isn't real.
If you focus on magic, you will create magic.
That's like a 100% John Stamos guarantee.
You really can manifest anything you want.
Vibe higher, bitch. Vibe higher. Vibe higher, bitch. Vibe higher.
Hi there. There you are. You're finally at Superficial Magic, the most magical place on the planet. Thank you. Get in here. I'm your host, Megan Granger. And as always, I am joined by producer Crystal Chris. Hi,
hey,
Chris.
How are
Ow.
You?
Did you see that?
What happened?
I hit myself in the mouth with the mic.
Ooh.
Ooh. I'm just really excited for today's episode. It's with Adelina East. She's super, super dope. She has a science background, which I find very interesting. I love when scientists, you know, come to the light, come to the spiritual side. It's like bad boy gone right. No.
Yeah.
You told me I've already recommended these two books, but I'm going to recommend them again. Stroke of Genius and Proof of Heaven, two neuroscientists who had near-death experiences and are able to explain it in a really cool way. Right?
Need that.
Need it.
Need that.
So in that same kind of realm, Adelina was a counselor in the UN for 10 years.
Holy shit.
Can you imagine what she has seen?
That's... a lifetime of things.
Yes. Lifetime movie of things, more like. So she was doing this and she started talking to her spirit guides and she's created a whole new modality of healing and it's super, super dope. So
that sounds powerful.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. She tells us how she started talking to her guides and you can talk to your own guides if you want. And then she talks about trauma too, which I'm super passionate about because I don't know. I look back on my life and little Megan, you know, was trying to manifest and I had my little affirmation book and I had my, you know, all my little things, a few crystals. And it was like, dude, you need to go to some major trauma therapy because you're in like high alert mode and none of this shit is going to work. So if anybody out there is like, why isn't manifesting working for me? Maybe, you know, look into trauma stuff because if you have it, you're not going to go very far, and that's unfortunate because you deserve it. Okay, I just wanted to say one thing really quickly about you.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Me?
Me? Okay, so I realized through talking to her that I have actually talked to one of my guides. One of my guides has talked to me before. And then I realized one of your guides has talked to you before.
Really?
Yes, really, because why do you have to sleep with a fan on 2 feet from your head every night? Can you tell people? Because I used to think it was because boys had to do that. But why do you in particular have to carry a little tiny fan everywhere you
go? A little volcano fan.
Mm-hmm.
Because so when I was like younger, I shared a bedroom with my brother and I was like, I had like a bunk bed and I was in the top bunk and the light was on. I was like waiting for him to come in the room. And I heard, Chris. And I just thought maybe it was my brother. And then I heard, Chris. And then one more time, I heard it again. I was like, fuck that. And I flew off the top bunk bed and I ran down the hall. And like all my family was in the living room.
Whoa.
So...
your guide is really scary.
Really persistent.
Yeah. Like, could they have maybe said one more thing? Like, it's okay. My voice is just like this.
Yeah.
I have good news.
Yeah.
But yeah, now you always have a fan when you're in bed because you're so scared of your guide, your scary guide talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe my guide has been trying to.
They have been. I'm not even. Maybe it's a boy. Maybe it's a girl. Maybe it's, you know, neither. But they definitely have been trying to contact you. So why don't you unplug that little fan and open your ears?
Maybe I should do that. I should open my third eye and my ears.
Yes.
And everything.
I've been waiting for you to say this since the day I met you.
Dang.
Absolutely.
Do you think that you could do that? Do you think you could just like call it out? Just like. Spend like an hour laying there with no fan.
I bet you could.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
I mean, Yeah, I would recommend, you know, a few tabs of acid first.
Okay.
But no, I'm just kidding. I don't know. That, you know what? That's something you'll have to ask Adelina. And also, she works now with tones. She's like incorporated some healing sound tones, which I also think is so rad. I love anything with sound. I love sound baths. If anybody out there ever has a chance to go, you have to do it. It's really, really cool. So her particular way of doing it is even cooler. I can't wait for you guys to hear what she does. If you ever get a chance to work with her, definitely do. Her website is ADALINAEAST. Okay. Her name .com.
Okay.
Okay. And you can work with her privately. She travels, or she does phone sessions, or I'm taking her elementals course. She has a little online Ooh. Course that teaches you some basic stuff, and I'm learning a lot. So
that's awesome.
I can't wait for you guys to listen to it. Rate it 5 stars. Give us a review. Follow Adelina, and we'll talk to you next week.
Ooh.
We love you. Bye. Where on earth did you come from? How did you think of all of this stuff? Because I'm obsessed with you. My Aww. Friend told me about you. She met you in New York. I went to your website. It's magic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was so happy to meet your friend, by the way, and I'm grateful that she set us up. Thank you so much.
Dolores.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said you worked for the UN at one point. So
I did.
How did this come to be?
So I was a trauma therapist for the UN for many years, and I worked all over the world. I worked on 3 continents, and it was a great and beautiful and incredible experience. But you do witness a lot. Mm. You take in a lot, and you see people on the worst day of their lives every day, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was really deeply affected by this. I've always been empathic, and I only realized sort of after the fact, after working for the UN, that I needed to take my power back in that way. It's not okay to just be feeling everybody's everything all the time and
yeah.
taking it all in.
Mm-hmm.
So I got very sick after working for the UN for a while, and we couldn't figure out what was wrong. I saw 27 doctors, and it was a whole
thing. Oh, my goodness.
Thing.
I was a psychologist, and the same thing happened to me.
Ooh.
I stopped being able to swallow completely.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I kept seeing doctors, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. I wonder if that's kind of a similar...
Totally.
Wow.
That's definitely what it is.
Amazing. Okay.
How are you now?
Great.
Good.
Talking my face off. Not a therapist. I'm good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And you fixed yours, I'm assuming, as well.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So that was when my guide started really channeling to me how to do this. I have a background in neuroscience. And so I'd used a lot of different neuroscientific techniques with my clients overseas. And we used traditional talk therapy, but I found that people weren't getting well fast enough. Like we'd be circling the same traumas for years and why, you know, let's figure this out.
Trauma is my hot point. It's what I'm most fascinated with because I feel like so many people want to manifest things, want to have these beautiful lives, and they so deserve them. But if you have this seat of trauma,
right.
there's not a lot you can do.
Yeah,
you have to address it first.
Right.
Yeah. So this is important
it
stuff.
Is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so when we were trying to address things, I was channeling my guides and trying to figure out a better way to address trauma, because not only were my clients taking a long time to get well, and some people were having to go on medications and things like that, but I also was not doing super well. So during this sick period, I started receiving messages from my guides about how I could channel certain things into people using my own body and my own voice
Whoa.
For them to receive healing.
Wow.
It was amazing.
So when did you first start talking to your guides?
I started when I was really little. My grandmother is a Native American healer, third generation.
Wow.
And so she taught me a lot when I was very small.
If our grandparents are from like Ireland or someplace boring, do we still get to talk to our guides?
Of course, everybody gets to talk to their guides. I'm telling you honestly, anybody can do
I'm
it.
I'm jealous. I want
Anyone
more guide
can do
time.
It.
Where are my guides?
Great. We'll work on it.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Okay, so you're little and you have these, I'm assuming it's kind of energetic
energetic beings.
Yeah. Okay.
And so when you're little, you don't think about, oh my gosh, how can I trust that this is my thought or if this is a guide's thought?
Right.
You know, you just don't obsess about things like that. So it's a great time to learn. That's why I'm always talking to people about getting their kids involved very
young. Yeah, you're like, if I'm thinking about cookies, it's me. If I'm thinking about world peace, it's my guides. Right. I'm four. Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah. Okay. So you're talking to your guides, you're little, and
very
you keep
little.
This relationship going your whole...
No.
Oh, no.
So I completely turned my back for a while. My family was very religious growing up. And we have so much in common. I didn't know you were once a psychologist. That's so cool.
This is so fun. Who are we?
I don't know.
Is it Christian?
Yeah. Born again Christian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same.
You too? Oh
yeah,
my God.
Yeah.
So the religious trauma, that's a whole other thing.
Another topic. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what that's all about. So we had all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told to not communicate with my guides anymore because they were probably satanic. And so I just shut it off. And then it stayed shut off until I started working for the UN and I was put in dangerous situations, which is a part of the job. You go in knowing that. And when I was overseas, I started to feel my guides coming back. It was a little scary. I didn't really have anyone to talk to about it.
Yeah.
But they did consistently save my life and the lives of my team.
No way. Can you give us a story about that happening?
Sure. I was working in this country called Timor-Leste, which is this beautiful, amazing place. I really encourage people to go there. Anytime you can go, go. It's amazing. It's the best diving in the entire world.
Really?
It's a tiny country between Indonesia and Australia.
Okay. Amen.
Very new country. And so we were set to take off in the morning and go work with a women's self-help group up the mountain. And women's self-help groups were my whole thing there. I loved working with them. They were survivors of abuse, most of them, and they would start up their own farming practices in order to achieve financial stability on their own.
Oh, love that.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
And so we were set to drive up a mountain and go to this village where we could work with the self-help group some more and take some photos and document their stories and try to get the word out there to increase funding for that. And so I woke up at about 6 and I heard this voice. At the time, I didn't know who it was, but I heard this very loud, very powerful voice telling me, "You're not traveling today."
Oh.
And I just said, who is this? What's going on? I didn't hear an answer. I just heard, "You're not traveling today." Oh. And so I called my team and said, "I don't think this is wise." I called my boss and said, "I don't think we should go. I just have this feeling." And thank God she was on board, because I think a lot of bosses would have been like, "No, get in the
car.
What
are you doing?"
Yeah. But she's amazing. And so we didn't go. And then we found out about 24 hours later that there was a huge political uprising there and several people were killed. And we would have been right in the center of town to meet this women's self-help group. So things would have happened to us. Like, there's no way that we would have walked away unscathed.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I once woke up and with a voice that was saying, "You're not listening," as loud as day, but inside of my head.
That
was a guide?
Of course.
Oh, my
goodness. What were you trying to listen to? Do you remember?
I have no idea. I mean, I think it was just saying I'm not listening to it in general.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's cool.
Wow.
I do have a guide.
You
yes.
do. I'm sure you have many.
Yeah. I for sure do, because I'm still alive.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes no sense. So then was everybody like, "Holy shit, you're..."
No. I didn't tell people what happened.
Okay.
I didn't talk about it. And I really didn't come out of the spiritual closet, so to speak, until about 2 years ago.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sure it's hard for somebody, especially, you know, I'm in LA, so even though I had that job, I could still be airy-fairy, but it really is looked down upon, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially in the neuroscience community, just because, like, you know, we're scientists. I feel like I work with the medical community a lot now, and I feel like they're starting to become more open to spiritual practices. Like,
I mean, you kind of have to at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's no way to deny that the latest neuroscience research does prove that the release of DMT, which is a chemical that gets released into your brain when you're meditating, it's called the spirit molecule. There's no way to deny that that happens anymore.
Yeah.
It's proven.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is this spirit molecule, how can we just
utilize it
and deny?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So then you decide to do this full time.
Yes.
And what were you shown? Because it's different than what I've ever seen before.
It is. So what I was shown was that If I pair parts of neurolinguistic programming, which is a neuroscience technique where you connect certain fingertips and you go back to an older traumatic memory and you reprogram over it.
Oh, okay.
If I connect neurolinguistic programming with these healing tones that they channel to me, things get healed very quickly. And I can just say the most incredible thing that's happened is I have been able to work with some clients that I used to work with, and I had worked with them for years to try to heal certain traumas.
No.
And after 3 months of working this way, they're fine.
Wow.
Their whole lives have changed. It's a really miraculous process.
What are you going to do? Everybody needs to know this.
Thanks.
So do they have to be working with you in person to get the healing tones?
No, not at all.
So, yeah, how does that work?
So I trademarked it because I think it's going to be a future avenue for many of us. And I'm starting to train other therapists how to use this.
Oh, amazing.
So I work with people online, and I train other therapists online, too, because I feel like I'm so happy and so grateful to live in New York and to get to be in LA 1 week every month to see clients. It's amazing. But think about the whole rest of the country.
Yeah.
I mean, they just don't have access. Sometimes they don't have access to things like this.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I really am focused on training other people how to use this modality and working with clients everywhere.
What's the coolest thing you've ever seen doing this work? Like, what's the biggest change?
You know, the stories of my clients is the biggest change. Like hearing how people have been through earthquakes and husbands leaving them for other people and, you know, rape, excessive trauma, awful traumas. And then watching them use neurolinguistic programming to program over those traumas and receive the healing tones. Watching them come out of it and rebuild their lives and seeing how fast things happen. Like, I'm not actively manifesting when we're doing the healing work, and they're not either. But once you start healing all of this trauma, things just start clicking really fast. I had a client who was dealing with a sexual abuse trauma for many years, and she'd been in therapy for 10 years with the same person. Just hideous. I mean, I did the same thing. I'm not judging at all. It's just after a month of working together, she was able to release all of that. And then another month later, she got offered a new job for 3 times the pay that she was getting. So it's all about the clearing. You know, you were a psychologist.
It's all about the clearing. I honestly think mostly we don't even have to learn anything else. We just have to clear the trauma.
Right.
What is trauma?
It can be anything, right?
Yeah, but what is it in your body? Is it just twisted neurons?
It's twisted neurons. Yeah. In terms of your brain. So this is, I'm going to try not to get up on my soapbox about other trauma healing modalities, because I think everybody has to do whatever they're attracted to.
Yes, of course.
Go with your gut. The reason why things like EMDR didn't work for me was because all of my traumas in my brain were connected. And that's how it is for most people's brains.
I see. I've never thought of it like that. Right.
So things like EMDR are great for a single trauma. If you have a single car accident and you just want to work on that car accident, maybe it will work for you. But if you have multiple traumas, which I feel most of us do, and they're all connected through the different neuronal pathways in your brain, they're all connected through your limbic system, you have to find a way to kind of hit everything at once.
Yes.
And it can be really overwhelming to try to do that with EMDR or other methodologies.
Right.
And so this methodology, transformational healing, aims to kind of hit it all at the same time. But because we're bringing in your spirit guides, you feel comforted and loved and, you know, this unconditional support that you might not feel with other modalities. So you're able to face all of those things at the same time. And I think a lot of times people feel like they're complete. Like, this is what I always say to my clients. When I have clients who come in and they're like, oh my God, I have so many traumas. We're going to be here for years. This is going to take forever. Those people are the fastest, like 5 or 6 weeks and we're done, because they're totally in acknowledgement of everything that's ever happened to them. And they're completely open to working on it.
Right.
And then the people who take the longest tend to be the people who are like, I had a perfect childhood. My parents are amazing. Nothing's ever happened to me. Never had a car accident. I've lived a charmed life. And then I have to say, why are you here then?
Like, and
if it's charmed, we don't need to be here.
But there is something there.
They've been suppressing stuff, and it all ends up coming up. We go through a meditation at the beginning of a session to bring everybody up to what I call the place of universal energies, which is just a very beautiful and unconditionally loving place. And we invite in their spirit guides. And what I've noticed is that the people who feel like they're totally fine and they have no traumas, that's when they start talking. Once we get up there, they start remembering things and stuff comes up.
Wow. Yeah. So do you see their spirit guides?
I do. I see them. I hear them.
What?
I feel them.
That is so cool.
Thanks.
I just think that is, yeah, that's amazing.
I think
amazing.
Anyone can learn how to do it, honestly.
How?
So I train people how to do it. That's
oh,
one
cool.
avenue. But also I think so much of it, again, goes back to the clearing. So if you're just constantly clearing all the things that have brought you to a lower vibration in life, which is part of our path, right? We come in as spirits and we decide we want to learn certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go through stuff. No
Muck
matter
it all
what,
up. Absolutely.
We're going to do it. I'm doing it still.
Yeah.
You know, we're always
mm-hmm.
going to do it. It's part of our path. But if you're just constantly in an ongoing process of clearing all of that, you can access your guide so much more easily because you have a free mind.
Mm.
You're not thinking about other things.
And is that just a kind of meditate and then ask?
Yes.
Okay.
That's always the first. There are a couple of exercises that I always give people. So the first thing we do is we do the meditation to get up to universal energies and then ask. And if that's not working for them, then we do a few different free writing exercises. A lot of people channel their spirit guides when they're writing because there's something about pen to paper that allows you to just kind of release any resistance in the mind.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my
it's so
goodness.
Much. I'm so honored to do it. It's so much fun.
I mean, I bet that sounds unbelievably, I don't know. It's so much trust for someone to have in you to give that
true.
Part. Yeah.
And I think that's why it was good that my career started with the UN so that people know that they can trust me. I'm not just like
mm-hmm.
some random
yeah.
neuroscientist running around. I'm a therapist and let's do this.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. What are the elementals?
So I kept getting the same, I'm sure you have this too on your Instagram. I kept getting the same DMs over and over again. Like, what do I do if I walk into a space and it feels really gross to me?
Mm.
What do I do if I am, you know, constantly feeling the presence of my ex and I just want to, like, I've done all the clearing work. I just want to let it go. I kept getting the same kind of repetitive questions. So I decided to make a course. It's $99 on my website.
Not bad.
Not bad. And I take people through a few different processes to be able to do things like that. So there are more things involved in the course, like how to tell your intuition from your guides.
Ooh, so intuition is separate from our guides.
I think it's mostly all the same at a certain point, but when you're starting out, it's very separate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you have to learn to figure out which is which.
Mm,
but
right.
often your guides are speaking to your intuition anyway.
Right.
So they do blend.
Learning to trust your intuition is so annoying because it always is the most boring answer.
Yeah.
You know, but
sometimes
but
it's
leading you to the best thing. But in
right.
the moment, it's like, no, don't do that. And you're just like, oh, my gosh, intuition.
Give me an example.
Just, you know, every guy that's cute, my intuition's like, don't go there. And I'm like, come on, you know, but I am learning to trust it and it's keeping me out of so much trouble.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Do you think intuition is something that men can grow in themselves?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, this has been, I mean, when you set out to help other people heal, it always ends up healing you in some way.
Yeah.
But this last 2 years of working with people in transformational healing has been really healing for me with men also, because I keep getting these incredible men.
Wow.
I don't know how they find me. Like sometimes I ask how they find me and it's like an SEO search, which I don't have any SEO optimization on my site. So who knows how
their
that
guides
happens.
Are just talking to your
yeah.
guides and being like,
you're like, we need to get them together.
Yeah.
So I've had incredible men come to me and we work on building their intuition. We work on building their relationships with their guides and overcoming trauma. It's been great. Two of them are in private practice now.
Oh my gosh.
And they're amazing.
I think you should take a van and drive around America.
I do love to travel. And that actually sounds amazing to me.
Yeah. Do this to every man you see. I don't want to take any like techniques that you have that you give in healings are in a course, but what else can you tell us about what you do that can give us a little bit more insight into how this all works?
I could walk you through the meditation to reach universal energies.
Ooh,
what do you think?
Yes,
yeah?
Please.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is the first thing that we would do in a session.
Okay.
Before you talk at all. And I do this because I feel like once a person gets talking, we get into that whole thing of you know, let's tell the story. And the story ends up being 45 minutes. And then we don't have so much time to work together. So we start out each session with this meditation, which gets people up with their guides. And then their guides can start coming in and telling them what they want, what they should work on first. Because often we go in with a certain idea of what we want to work on. And it would actually be faster to go back further in your own history and work on something deeper.
Cool.
And then all the stuff on top heals. So we'll do this meditation together.
Okay. Should I close my eyes?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's close our eyes.
All right.
And so imagine yourself in your favorite place outdoors. And this can be a place of your own creation or a place that you already know. And see the sights around you, smell the smells, and breathe in what it smells like, and listen to the sounds. And ground your feet into this place. Ground them so deeply that some of the new earth, your new earth, is on the tops of your feet. And pull this energy from your new earth, this favorite place outdoors, up your feet, up your legs, and up to your first chakra. It's located at the base of your spine. And slowly start to move this new earth energy up through your entire chakra system. If you don't know where all of your chakras are, it's okay. Your body knows. Let your body's intelligence kick in. And now we set the intention to open up all of our chakras and allow them to communicate with each other freely and easily for our highest and greatest healing. And as this new earth healing energy flows up your body, imagine it flowing out of the top of your head, filling in your aura, 4 feet on every side. And now bring mind, body, and spirit up. And move up through the sky. And up through the clouds. Up through the stars and the planets. If you have any favorite planets, you can say hi to them on your way up. Move up through this place of universal energies. Up through the different colors of the universe, the reds and greens, pinks and purples. And keep moving up. Move up through the laws of the universe, like the law of attraction, the law of polarity, thanking them for their influence on our lives. And then see this very iridescent and pearlescent light up ahead of you. And just start moving towards that light. And as you get closer, see a little hole in that light where you can just slip your body through and be up in that space. And feel yourself surrounded by your spirit guides and the universal energies. And picture yourself just resting comfortably in the palm of one of your spirit guides' hands. You don't have to have an exact picture. It's just a feeling. If you're seeing or hearing things, that's all good. And take a deep breath in. And a deep breath out. And a deep breath in. And a deep breath out. And a deep breath in. And a deep breath out. And slowly open your eyes.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Thanks.
So then, yeah.
From there, we'd talk through whatever we wanted to talk about, you know.
Right. Neuro-linguistic programming. What is that exactly?
It's an incredible technique. Mm-hmm. So they, you know, a group of neuroscientists got together and started doing more research on the brain. And what they found is that the brain doesn't actually know what's real or what you're imagining. It's a very fine line. And so if we do, what I've found is neuro-linguistic programming on its own doesn't work. I tried it for years with clients overseas. I tried it for years with people here in the States. I think it touches the surface. It's definitely better than nothing. You know, it's really helpful, but it doesn't actually get to the root. And so what I found is if I pair neuro-linguistic programming with these healing tones, it really gets to the root. And so when we're doing neuro-linguistic programming in a session, I ask the person to go back to their most traumatic thing, whatever it is that they want to work on that day. And they visualize the sights and the sounds and the smells like we did in the meditation. And they put themselves back there, which is usually very painful. And they visualize the sights and the sounds and the smells like we did in the meditation. And they put themselves back there, which is usually very painful, but they don't have to stay there forever.
Yeah.
And instead of imagining the trauma happening again, they go through and reprogram it. So, for example, I'll use a car accident because everybody's been in a car accident.
Some more than others. Me, right, 15 me. This year.
Oh, my God. Me, too. Not 15, but I get in so many.
Oh, my goodness.
It's ridiculous.
It's so crazy.
I cannot drive.
No, me either.
Like, I should not be permitted on the road.
They should take my keys.
Yeah.
Especially in parking lots. In parking lots, I'm just like, bumper cars. Like, it's so, so bad.
It's so bad.
Yeah, it's
awful. I'm the same. I got in one just before I came here.
No.
Yeah.
This morning?
No.
Oh.
But just before I came to LA this
week. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it's bad. Thankfully, I have an amazing sweetheart here who drives me around. But, yeah.
Oh.
I cannot fathom LA traffic. It's just
it's the worst. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah. So let's imagine a car accident has happened.
Got it.
So
easy.
The person wants to reprogram the car accident. So we'd take them through like, okay, picture yourself sitting in your car, listening to the radio, looking out the window, doing whatever you do in the car. Now imagine the car up ahead of you stops suddenly and you see that. And you also stop suddenly and you don't hit that car. Your airbag does not deploy. You know, picture what it would have been like if you had seen that car stop earlier and you did not hit the car.
Yes.
And then we fill it in with more details, like maybe their favorite song comes on the radio and they start singing.
Wow.
Or maybe their boyfriend or girlfriend is sitting next to them and they start playing with their hair. You know, we try to put other positive things in.
Cool.
And then my guides channel different hand motions for them to use. It's usually all of the yoga mudras. Mm. And so they use different hand motions as they're listening to the tones and reprogramming at the same time.
So the tones are what they sound like, right?
Yeah. It's just my guides like humming to me and then I repeat that sound.
Can I tell you something really weird?
Tell me.
Okay.
I love weird.
Okay. So, okay. Where do I start? I pulled the card 53 one day, like number 53.
Okay.
We had to pick a number between 1 and 100. I picked 53.
Okay.
So then I thought that was really weird that I picked that. When we finished editing the podcast, it was like 53 minutes and 53 seconds.
Whoa.
Okay.
I love that.
And we were like, oh, that's so weird. And then Ingrid and I both had this song stuck in our head all day that was like, na, 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 na. And Chris is a musician and he was like, that's 153. 153.
Whoa. I love it.
Is that a healing tone, kind of?
Probably.
Really?
Explore that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish
it's probably your healing tone. Like,
whoa,
they sent it to you so you can hum it to yourself.
Stop
and heal
it.
You. Yeah.
What are the odds that I would meet you?
I don't know.
Because that's been haunting me.
Yeah.
I'm like, why do we both have this song stuck in our head? And then 53 just started coming up everywhere we went.
Wow.
It was really weird.
You should hum that to yourself a lot. See what happens. Set your intention about what you want to heal and hum it to yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
cool.
Wow. Is there anything else that you can tell us, or have you pretty much, you've given us a lot of great information.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I would love to have people trying out the Elementals course because I think it's super helpful for just starting out. If you're just starting to work with your intuition and starting to feel different things, if you're always out and about and you're feeling different things as you're out and about, you're probably taking in other people's energy.
I will be taking this course 100%.
Great. Yeah. I'm happy to gift it to you.
No. Yeah. When does it start?
It's open. It's you can start open. Whenever you want.
Oh my gosh.
It takes about 2 hours start to finish. But I recommend that people do one module a day just because you're running a lot of energy through your physical body.
Okay.
And our physical bodies often need time to catch up.
Okay.
To our spirits. So one module a day.
Oh my goodness. Our physical bodies need time to catch up to our spirits.
They do.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So everybody out there, let your spirit catch you up, you know, this week, just get caught up with spirit and let me know what you think about the podcast and definitely go take the Elementals course. I will be doing it for sure.
Great.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.